Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, it should be the last day of the session. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam, and we have the big guy today, Senator Bill Raggio of Reno, the grand poobah of politics.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Russell Rowe, Trevor Hayes, and Bill Uffelman. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Rowena Singer only skis the big ones, extremely unsafe. But she'll take no chance deciding her family's car insurance. She researches, shops, and then checks with us. She gets peace of mind by protecting her assets. Mark Jerry climbs rock for fun. It's treacherous. But he'll take no chance deciding his company's business insurance plan. He researches, shops, and then checks with us. He gets peace of mind by protecting his assets. Check with us before you write a check.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called for. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Yeah. Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. That's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Hey, Mom, we get to raise a tadpole in our class.
What are you raising him to be?
A frog.
Wow. Let's get your stuff in the car. What in the world? Where's my car?
The Reno Rodeo must be in town.
Saddle up and get your tickets today at RenoRodeo.com or call 1-800-225-2277. The Reno Rodeo. Family fun is coming to town.
Well, at least we'll save on gas.
Yep.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this on the morning of June the 1st, and our guest is State Senator Bill Raggio, the minority leader, although some might say the most powerful man at the legislature. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Always good to see you both.
Thank you. Not a lot of things left to do, but there are some biggies that you are holding out for. The RTC bill, you need that overridden to get the road money to provide millions and millions of dollars for Washoe County. That the voters approved, the governor vetoed it. Where are we with that?
Well, I'm not holding out for that. We have overridden it, the veto, in the Senate. It's now in the Assembly, so the ball's in their court on that. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not a bargaining chip. It's important for Washoe County. There's assemblymen there who represent Washoe County, and so the ball's in their court.
At what point do you think that they will bring this forward? What's holding it up?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay.
The reason I'm saying that is it's been indicated that that's some kind of a hill for me to die for. I support it, but I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to be held hostage for that bill.
Okay, the Majority Leader, Stephen Horsford, has his Green Initiative. That also has not passed out yet. Some would say that that is a bargaining chip.
It's not in my target area. It'll have to pass on its merits or not.
Senator, looking forward to the 2011 session.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, this one's almost over.
This is the toughest session we've been in. So I don't think any of us are ready to look at the 2011 session, but if you insist, we'll
okay,
we'll take
well,
a look.
Of course, there's the 2010 census, which takes us to the 2011 reapportionment.
Yes.
And what do you think the chances are of going to the constitutional limit of 75 lawmakers in the legislature, because you look at the rurals, they hardly have a voice now, and after reapportionment, they're going to have less of a voice. All you're going to get out of the rurals is just a peep. So,
absolutely correct. I advocated enlarging both bodies last time we reapportioned, and well, I thought I had an agreement. I did, in fact, have an agreement with Speaker Perkins at that time. And that was reneged on at the end of that process. And so we kept the legislature the same. And as you indicate, with the population growing and shifting towards the southern Nevada, we will have less seats up here. So it would be appropriate to enlarge the Senate by a couple of seats and the Assembly by four seats.
Okay.
One of the bills that that has still not been over or passed at this point is the Star Bonds bill, and this would affect development of both ends of the state. In fact, it's kind of interesting. We had a lot of things accomplished because of Star Bonds in northern Nevada, but until the economy went south, we really weren't hearing any need for them in southern Nevada. All of a sudden now I'm starting to hear about projects down there, right, that could use them. Are we going to leave Star Bonds intact, or is Speaker Buckley going to be able to take some of that money for education?
Well, I don't think it's been so much Speaker Buckley as Assemblywoman Smith who's had concerns about it. Actually, it started, the concerns started because of labor union interest in it. And then it became a vehicle for suggesting to take some of that money, that new sales tax money, and give to the school fund. That's unfortunate at this time. Because what it does is detract from the real purpose of Star Bonds, which is to take raw land that's not producing any taxes and get development there, get jobs, and, you know, Cabela's and Shields are important projects that have created great jobs on land that was not going to produce any tax whatever.
And the baseball stadium? So I think
the likelihood is that Star Bonds will stay pretty much the same as it is, and they'll study it and see if there's some other reason to improve it. I doubt that some of these changes are going to be made in this session.
Which would be great news, because, I mean, add on to the projects you mentioned, the huge success of the baseball stadium in downtown,
right,
Reno,
yeah,
the entertainment district that's still to come. So I think it would be a tragedy, and as you rightly point out, you know, it's not a question of getting money if there's no projects being built, and the only reason these projects occurred was because of those Star Bonds.
Well, right, and the land wasn't producing any taxes to begin with. You had criteria in there to insist that a lot of it would be tourist money, new people coming to our place for this kind of effort or activity. So I think it's extremely important for economic development.
Senator, during your GOP primary with Sharon Engel, you ran on a no-taxes platform. You said it's now's not the time to raise taxes. So how do you balance your campaign rhetoric to voting for $1 billion in taxes?
Well, I think everyone ran on a platform that said we would not want to raise taxes because of the economy, but no one envisioned the lack of revenue that was going to come forward after that. We got the first indication of that in December when the revenues began to dip dramatically, and then again in May when the Economic Forum came in with its last projection of even lower revenues. So to keep your oath as a legislator, you need to establish enough revenue to provide essential services, and that was our goal. Now, people can criticize that, but, you know, I took an oath to do what's right for this state, and that's the oath I follow, and I don't do things just to get reelected. And if that's the purpose of running, you might as well not run. I think I kept my word to my constituency that I also said we'll do what's necessary to provide essential services. If we had just followed the governor's budget, I don't think people realize this, that when push came to shove, it would have taken $600 million in new taxes just to fund the governor's budget because of the loss of revenue. I don't think people realize that. And we would have had to close one of the universities. You know, his budget had a 37% cut in higher education. You know, I'm not going to be a senator or a representative of my constituency and see this whole state shut down, in fact, or debilitated with essential services for people who need them, human services like mental health, disabilities, things of that kind. So we made some dramatic cuts. We cut over $1 billion off of the budget that we had last biennium. So I make no apologies. I'll suffer the criticism if that's what people want to do. But I can tell you, they would have been very unhappy if we had tried to fund the governor's budget without some new revenue, because even his budget, and I reiterate, would have required $600 million in new taxes in addition to the $150 million in new taxes that he plugged into his budget.
More with Senator Raggio when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Need a DVD made quick? At DVD Express, you get your DVD copies fast. They offer the fastest turnaround time, so your DVD project is back to you in no time. DVD Express can convert your old media to DVD. They convert VHS, Betamax, 8mm video, and 8 or 16mm film, all to DVD. You can even save your family photo albums to DVD. Back up your business presentations and project video archives. Call DVD Express at 775-324-1922.
Welcome to the most progressive industrial park in America. I'm Lance Gelman, and this is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Our feature subject is the 15-mile extension of the USA Parkway, connecting north to south and I-80 to Highway 50. When complete, this highway will open up rural Nevada to this major employment center. The shorter commute will save Nevada over 500,000 gallons of fuel and eliminate 22 million pounds of CO2 emissions in the first year alone. This is the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you. This segment is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. University of Phoenix. Learn more at phoenix.edu. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Senate Minority Leader, Bill Raggio. Your thoughts on the domestic partnership bill? The veto was overridden, and you had groups like Harris Entertainment saying that this is a financial boost to our state if this is passed. Your thoughts on it?
Well, I can understand the passion for something like that. My concern was the language, the way it was worded, because everything that was provided for in there had the language as if it were a spouse. And it seemed to me that that was violative of the protection of marriage petition that became law in our Constitution. So I was trying to preserve that, and that was my vote. Now, on the other hand, I can understand their concerns, and it's now law. I suggested an amendment to try to keep it from getting vetoed, and that was rejected. So I knew it was going to get vetoed. And at this point, it's now overridden, and the veto is overridden. So it is now law, and so that's it. We'll put it behind us.
Senator, as you know, your good friend Randolph Townsend is term limited after this session.
Right.
There's already been some talk who will run for his seat. Of course, Assemblyman Ty Cobb has said he is going to run for it. You supported him when he first got into politics. Will you support him in this race?
Well, that's an open question. Now, we have a policy in the Republican caucus, Senate caucus. We will interview all candidates that are interested, and we will try to have a consensus on which is the candidate that best represents our views, and that is electable. And we will support that candidate from day one through primary and general. So I think at this point there are others also. Ben Kiekhofer, has indicated his interest in that race. So as far as the caucus is concerned, we'll talk with all of them, and then the caucus, for our purposes at least, will make a selection, and we'll support that candidate.
Okay.
And maybe others.
Over the weekend, I got some calls from folks with the university system at UNR, and they were concerned that a deal has been cut to actually give more money to UNLV and less money to UNR, and therefore UNR will take a big hit on this, and there's a lot of concern there. What are your thoughts on
that? Well, I think they're right, and I expressed my concern about that in closing the budget for higher education. The case that they tried to make was that College of Southern Nevada and UNLV were not getting an equitable share, so they came up with some what they called a stop-loss funding enhancement, and gave quite a bit of more money to UNLV based upon the fact that their enrollment had been static. You know, I think it's not a good argument, but it did result in $5 or $10 million more going to UNLV. I objected to it, and I made quite a point about it on the record. And I think it's unfortunate because I think there was more sectionalism in it than reality.
When you say that, you mean north-south split?
Well, it always rears its head, particularly in education issues. And, you know, we have a solid formula that's been in place for funding higher education, recognizing that there are different needs in different institutions. You know, you can't just take a pot of money and then divide it by the number of students, because there are differences on campuses, maintenance of buildings, doctoral programs, the number of advanced degrees. Some programs necessarily have fewer students because they're advanced programs. So those are all in a formula. And this type of situation where you give extra dollars based on that kind of an issue certainly distorts the formula that's been in place and working well.
Okay, last question, and we've got a fairly brief answer, please. It's the last day of the session. We're going to get out on time? No special session?
Well, since I'm not the engineer on the locomotive in the Senate anymore, I'm the minority leader, I pretty much have to follow what they lay out. But, you know, we are not, as Republican senators, we're certainly not trying to stop the train. I think we're as anxious to get this over with as the public is to have us get it over with. So all in all, you know, we're going to get graded. We'll get tough grades this time, because this is the toughest session I have been in since 1972. The toughest session to deal with issues when there are more needs for services than ever before.
Worse than 2003?
Pardon?
Worse than 2003?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's where we're going to leave it. We'll okay. Give you a couple of weeks to relax and recover, and then we'll
okay.
have you come back.
I hope you'll invite me back.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers,
okay.
Always, after this.
Thank you.
Limited on space? Want beautiful herbs and hassle-free strawberries? Introducing Create a Garden. Revolutionary container gardening. Includes three levels for planting. Drip tray and hanging kit. Simply plant and stack. Use indoors, outdoors, sitting or hanging. With unique flow irrigation, simply water the top pot. Herbs, houseplants, petunias, cacti, strawberries. Leave outside year-round or stack in store. Available now for just $19.95. Don't wait. Call or log on now.
The wrong time to think about car insurance is when you need it most. Meet Jill. Jill has AAA auto insurance. Jill knows that her AAA insurance is just as dependable as the emergency roadside service she gets from AAA. So, if you've been wondering about your insurance, call us for a quote today and find out how additional coverage options make auto insurance from AAA more affordable than ever. And with over 90 years of insurance experience, AAA has seen it all. So if Jill ever does have a claim, she knows her AAA insurance team is dedicated to getting her vehicle repaired and back on the road, just like it never happened. Call right now or visit your local AAA office for a no-obligation auto insurance quote, and you'll get this complimentary accident claim kit just for getting a quote. This kit includes a disposable camera, information checklist, a flashlight, and more. Because AAA wants you to be prepared for whatever the road brings you. Call AAA Insurance now. Get more. Get AAA.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this on what should be the last day of the session, and we're joined by Russell Rowe on our Power Pundit panel today from Cummer Camphor, Trevor Hayes with Lionel Sawyer and Collins, and Bill Ufman, the President and CEO of the Nevada Bankers Association.
Russell, let me start with you and we'll go around. Senator Raggio said, of course, this was his toughest session since 1972 when he first got into the legislature. It's somewhat surprising considering the hellacious 03 session. What do you think about how tough this session was?
Well, I was surprised as well, and certainly Trevor and I haven't had as many sessions as Bill Raggio.
Well, no one has.
No one has, really. But to say it was tougher than 2003 was a surprise. But you know, when you think about it, though, given the issues, the size of the budget hole, having to meet and work out a budget and then work out the tax package and then some of the other issues that have come since then, behind closed doors, it probably was a tough session.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with looking at the services and programs and the cuts to education that they're having to face, or the potential of raising taxes in a bad economy, which nobody wanted to do, I think it may very well have been his toughest session. It may be that hopefully is the toughest we ever see in Nevada. I mean, that's just a deadly combination.
I think, in 2003, obviously, he was managing from the majority. This time, he was managing from the minority. You got to, literally hustle up just a couple votes, but philosophically, for some of the folks, those weren't votes that they traditionally would have wanted to have made.
But, Bill, doesn't that, it's like he almost had more juice and more power this time because of that positioning than he did as a majority?
In many ways, he did. I mean, obviously, in the last day or two, you feel like he is the most powerful man over there. But at the same time, you do have to, I don't want to call it rationalize, but you certainly have to find the moral fiber to say, it's not what I would have traditionally done, but it's what I've got to do in these tough times.
Russell?
Yeah, I think it also speaks to the quality of leadership of Stephen Horsford as a freshman majority leader coming into a session like this. To have someone like Bill Raggio with all his experience say it was his toughest session, I think speaks very highly of Stephen Horsford and his ability to lead his caucus through these very tough issues and work with Bill Raggio and find compromise.
Let's talk about some of these things still on the table. The RTC road money in northern Nevada, star bonds, and the Green Initiative. Where do you think we stand on these three? Just give it a quick run through.
On the star bonds, where is that, Trevor? That's another morning. On 309, you got the smoking issues were adopted, and then they rescinded it, and the media this morning wasn't on top of it.
I do have to correct Russ. There's not a smoking issue. There's a trade show economic incentive amendment that's been added to a bill that will help bring in tens of millions of dollars to the state.
And it's the, camel's nose is under the tent.
I would not say a camel's nose. I'd say that, I represent a trade show that's left for New Orleans and would love to come back. As far as star bonds, Senator Raggio just said he doesn't see significant changes. Far be it from me to tell the guy who's been here for 38 years that he's wrong.
Okay, and then what about Senator Horsford's Green Initiative? I mean, these are obviously the last battles.
Well, and I think this will be the test of the freshman majority leader's strength in the legislature. His Green Initiative certainly makes a lot of sense given the current national climate and everything else, and the question is, are everybody satisfied with the outcome and how it's finalized?
Well, the other thing on the green building is, we're down to the end where something can get vetoed after the session, and I don't know where the governor stands on this one, so even if he can get it through.
Trevor, was Senator Horsford, when President Obama came into Las Vegas just a week or so ago, there was some speculation that Senator Horsford won't be around Las Vegas or Nevada much longer, that he will go to Washington and join the Obama administration. Do you see that happening with Senator Horsford?
Stephen's obviously a very bright guy, very hardworking, and could be very successful at a number of things. I hope for the state's sake that he stays around here. I haven't had a conversation with him about what he would go do on that. I'm hoping he stays here and continues to do the good work that he's been doing here?
It seems like his passion for education and his ability from his position to be able to do something about that would count for a lot. I think it would have to be something really big to pull him away.
I think it would, too, and that education bill that he's been working on for quite some time, even before the session, it may be in trouble in the Assembly. There's a lot of work to be done, and today's the last day, so the odds of that getting out or getting out in any substantial form as how it was introduced or how he would be satisfied with it, I think are certainly working against him. So just that issue alone, I would think he would want to come back for another session and champion education.
Well, especially that there's a study, I mean, the ultimate result of that is going to be some sort of study, no matter what else they implement, and to see the results of the study implemented, I think, would be a key for it.
You mean on education?
On education.
But what about the study that we're supposed to have on the financial system?
The study. We'll start with Bill.
Since we started with Bill in 2003, but no. The study obviously needs to be done. We're $1.5 billion down for 2011, and we haven't even, you know, had the first BDR submitted. So where do we go?
And it really does have to start right now.
Yeah, it does.
There's no doubt, and I think across all quarters, whether it's the bankers or the chamber, gamers, everyone agrees on one point, that we really need to sit down in the interim and figure out how we're going to move forward as a state long term and then come with a very good package in 2011.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Hopefully this is the last day, even if it ends at 1 o'clock in the morning. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
When you first start out, everything is an adventure, a learning experience. It takes you from where you are to where you will be. At the Little Gym, motor skills development is made fun. We help build confidence, leading to a lifetime of success. Our gymnastics-based programs encourage children to take on new challenges and recognize their accomplishments. Start your child on a lifetime of success by enrolling at the Little Gym now. The Little Gym, off Plum in the Costco Shopping Center.
I never once thought I'd get laid off. After 20 years.
I never planned on losing my husband or his income.
They cut my hours in half.
Half.
I can't pay half my bills, though.
We didn't want to use credit cards to make up for my reduced income, but we didn't have a choice.
We need help because right now, I don't know how we'll make it.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, InCharge Debt Solutions is here to help you. Our certified credit counselors work directly with creditors to combine payments, reduce interest rates, and eliminate late and over-limit fees. We can even help put a stop to collection calls. It's not a loan. It's a proven solution that'll help you repay debts faster and help you avoid bankruptcy.
I needed to take charge of my debt. And I did.
I did.
I did.
Call us today for a free consultation and let us help you help yourself out of debt. InCharge Debt Solutions.
Next Insider, John and Kate, the child labor investigation. Will the show be shut down? Then Susan Boyle after the finale and 16 and pregnant.
I think my water just broke.
Next Insider.
A couple of quick thank yous for our coverage here from the Capitol. Dan Burns in the governor's office, who helped arrange the studio here in the Capitol Annex, and Tony Marson of NCOG, who has done a wonderful job helping us out.
Thanks, and tomorrow we're going to have an all-star pundit panel for the whole show.
We'll see you on the next Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.